And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum are three exhibits: Contemporary Masters' Works on Paper, The Art of George Dunbar, called Earth and Element, and the Walter Anderson Family Legacy of Shearwater Pottery. Those will be up through the end of August and a couple of them into September. You can find out more by going to the Hilliard University Art Museum website. Continuing at the Lafayette Science Museum is the exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals. Their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org for information on hours. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery is a new work by artist Dawn Dito from New Orleans called Mothership, Dreaming of a Future Past. That will be up through mid-September. United Way of Acadiana is having their Stuff the Bus events this year again on Thursday, August 7th in Brobridge. You can drop off new school supplies in Brobridge at the Winn-Dixie. On Friday, August 8th, you can drop them off in Lafayette at several locations. United Way of Acadiana being one. You can stop by their website for more information about where to drop off supplies. On August 9th in Abbeville, you can drop off new school supplies at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. For more information about the Stuff the Bus event, supplying students with school supplies, you can go to unitedwayofacadiana.org. On Thursday the 7th at Vermilionville in Lafayette, there will be Une Veillée avec Amadei. That will be a fundraiser for the Let's Bring Amadei Home project to create a memorial for Amadei Ardoin. This Thursday, 6 o'clock at Vermilionville, there will be music, there will be storytellers, Daryl Bourque will be reading poetry from his book about Amadei, and you can find out more about the project. In Lake Charles, there will be a film shown at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. They've been having a summer film series, and the film this Thursday, August 7th, is The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, Janet Leigh, and Lawrence Harvey. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Again, that's at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in the Gibson Barham Library, and there you can purchase tickets at the door, but if you're a member of the museum, you can get in for free. UL Lafayette, for the first time since 1949, will have a summer commencement this Friday, August 8th at 11 o'clock in the Convention Center of the Cajun Dome. Again, it's the first summer commencement since 1949, and there will be about 160 degrees being confirmed. They hope from now on to have three commencements a year, one in the fall, spring, and now in the summertime. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will have their annual Murder Mystery Dinner Theater that will take place at the Cajun Dome Convention Center this Friday and Saturday. The play is called Desperate Housekeepers. For ticket information, you can call Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana or stop by their website. Annie the Musical continues at Cité des Arts this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have added a matinee on Sunday, so there will be four performances this weekend. They were sold out last weekend. You can reserve tickets by calling Cité or going to their website. The Bag Mat Ministry will have a workshop. You can learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church. You can go for an hour or stay the entire day. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will present Lafayette Famous this Saturday, August 9th, with Anne Falgu, who has been heavily involved in the Acadiana community and her role with Lita and other interests. She will participate with the Silverbacks this Saturday, 7:30 at Cité des Arts. Of course, it is Second Saturday Art Walk up and down Jefferson Street and on the side streets, galleries and exhibit spaces, many with new exhibits opening up. There will be a new exhibit at Cité at the Jeff Stevens Photography Gallery Show. That will be from 5:30 to 7:30. And Cane Fire Film Series will have a film this Monday, August 11th. They will be screening We Are the Best. And it is a fundraiser. It's sponsored by the Stage Backers. For more information, you can go to the Cane Fire Film Series Facebook page, and that will be at the ACA. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company presents Seminar, a comedy by Teresa Ribbeck. That will open on August 15th, and we'll be speaking with them next week about the play. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. From 7 to 8, it's Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10, and from 10 until midnight, it's Passport to Modern Jazz, hosted by Djalma Garnier. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.
Cole Mullen. Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music, Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on KRVS.
No better way to spend your Sunday night than relaxing and moving to 2 hours of some of the finest reggae sounds ever recorded right here on Jam On. Cecil here with some hard slapping grooves from the classic Studio One era up to today's finest reggae sounds. Jam On Sundays 9 to 11 p.m. right here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.